on Revolution.
Bookmark rates on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady and Jenna, Mig Death by Gucci. What's going on?
Hello, hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Same old stuff.
Same old stuff.
Still trying to get what we got last week finished.
Oh, yeah? Catching up on the new secret district. I mean, not new secret district. The extra district. Levels.
Made me mad all weekend because I had
districts of London.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they also came out with Snake Island, which was a pay-to-play repeat. But they offered it the day before, so I paid for it. So the whole weekend I spent doing that.
So is it gone again already? Because I don't see it.
You should have the option to buy it on your secret districts page and your Brazil job.
You know how my page goes.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have bought it because I'd rather work on London. You know, I know London's not going anywhere, but I like to have things done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I finished Snake Island.
I didn't even know it was there.
Well, yeah, you missed some stuff.
I know, but I had a good week, so.
That's good.
I missed some more.
That's more important.
I'll catch up tonight, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're gonna be hurting for the property.
I know, but you know.
And the last show we mentioned that it was gonna be released, and it was that night. But they nerfed the individual parts, and they put a cap of 6, so no more posting a bunch. You know, trying to get people to click on them because you can only get a total of 6 any part. 6 individual parts and only of one.
Yeah, they were tired of the Nestor tattoo links.
Yeah. I had all my pictures ready to go. I even copyrighted these.
That's funny.
But now it's not necessary. And my theory is if you can't get 6 people to click on your request, you're not playing this game properly. You need to get Mafia. So I don't like it when people whine that they can't get enough clicks because now we only need 6. And if you can't get 6, there's something wrong with the way you're playing the game.
Or your friends are really lame.
Friends.
Well, yeah, you have
anything.
A lame Mafia, so you need to get a better one.
Trade them in for new models.
But this has caused all kinds of problems because, you know, everyone's done the math. You need 623 parts. The most you can get in an 8-hour period is 16. And, you know, not everyone's on the computer to make that request like clockwork every 8 hours. So in the end, it's going to come up. People are going to come up short. They did extend the timer by 4 days, but that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's debate as to whether this cap is, intended or is it a bug? And the verdict on that is still out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe after the weekend, as usual.
You think?
No, I think it was intentional.
Yeah. But that just kind of screws them, too, because that's less spam. And I was under the impression that they liked these properties because of the spam click-throughs. I didn't think they were going after reward points. And, you know, you're kind of silly if you're going to use reward points. You're either, you have to complete it, you're a completist, or it offers nothing for you. You can only craft on 5 properties, unless you know a glitch, but there's no need to have it. It's not going to help you. So I don't see how you can justify spending reward points.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the gist of that.
Wow. Well, I am behind.
Just start asking people to help.
I know. I'm just going to. Well, I haven't been on the computer at all this weekend. I'm going to. Well, Friday, you know, here and there Friday I got on. But all day yesterday, not at all. And I didn't even miss a beat. Like, it didn't bother me until now that I'm thinking about what all I missed.
Oh, you missed a lot. There's a lot more. But if you listen to the last show, we covered it all.
Well, what's new in Spockholm? Anything?
Not a tremendous amount. Jen's kind of covered a lot of the stuff we've added new to the toolbar, and we talked about that some last week too. The only other thing that is worth mentioning, for those that have ever looked at our family ranks, you know, and one of the toolbar features is that when you're looking at the family battle requests, we add the option to display whether or not it's a 1 hour or 4 hour battle. Plus, we also give you links to the family stats via the family ranks page, so you can actually go see, you know, how many ices that family's had, how many kills, and some other things. And now on that page, we've also now put in what their rank is in the battles, on both a traditional battle and a skirmish. So now you can see their ranking number on their page that gets updated similarly to the way we update the rest of the stuff.
That's so helpful.
Yeah, so that's kind of another piece of valuable information if you're wanting to make a determination of, you know, where they rank in the scheme of things.
If you want to get with that or not.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and other than that, we're still trying to work out the details on this whole progression tracking system.
Yeah, we're waiting for that. Yeah. Please hurry.
Okay, I'll put that right at the top of my list. It's well,
we've been questioning because we monitor the ices that people do.
Right.
And a lot of times it'll stop. It'll say someone has like 149 or 148 ices. And we haven't really figured out why that is from doing the Mafia Manager.
That they have 149?
Yeah. So we don't know if there's some errors there or like what's happening.
You're actually running the ice. You're running the Family Manager every day.
To check for ices.
And then looking at their ice counts each day.
Yeah.
Oh, that is kind of weird. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, and, you know, people that swear they've done the ices are coming up like that. And we thought, well, maybe they're purchasing the last few, but...
No, the only thing that comes to mind with it is, and I think Mike and I noticed this one time, that the... And I can't remember specifically. The Family Ferret looks at a person's profile page.
Uh-huh.
But if I remember right about the Family Manager, it looks at the stats that are actually on the family page for each person. And those stats sometimes aren't updated exactly to the stats of the profiles.
Okay, then that's probably what's going on.
And Mike can probably mention somewhere and let us know if that... Because I remember a scenario where we had that happen where it was like one of the MIGs was... I mean, their icing count was really high on their actual... profile page, but then when you went and looked at it in the family properties, that the numbers didn't jive at all.
Mike's response from the hopper is yelp.
Yup. So that may be what's going on. But now I also have to say I probably need to look back or get confirmation from Ike that we're actually using the stats off the family page, but I'm almost certain we are.
Okay.
For the Family Manager, that is. So if that's the case, that may explain the difference. Now, why does Zynga have it two different sets of information for the same player just being displayed in two different locations? That I have no explanation for. I'll always fall back to that we can only work with what Zynga provides to us in the game.
Yeah, we're not right or wrong. Anything from your script.
No.
But we just noticed that. So it's really going to be nice if you do come up with a tool that can manage all of family progression.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because it's a big deal in like big families where a lot of people want to join. You want to get the people that are going to do the work every day and not let the people that aren't doing anything stay in the family.
Yep.
And we understand you have real lives too. And we're kind of hoping that Zynga will add robbing as an option. So people that can't spend 12 hours in front of the computer can get their 150 ices.
Right. It would just be so much more helpful than having to sit there all the time when you can't. And it makes sense for people that like to rob.
Mm-hmm.
It might be fun again for you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just, you know, my usual soapbox is that the game itself is just the base system for what everybody plays this game with. And so many play it in different ways that, you know, you can't make the game everything to everybody, but you can create a nice, solid working system that people can create the experience that they want around it.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a clicking game, so it's all it's going to be. I mean, and no matter what they throw in there as new features and whatever else, it's still a clicking game. And if, you know, you're tying people down with having to do too much of it, then people get frustrated.
You're going to get tired of clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just simply may not have the time. Not everybody, you know, knows how to go out and get all those ices.
Right.
You know, there's little tricks you can do to make it easier, but that's not something a normal player would know.
Right.
And I just feel bad for the people that really try, and it really does take them 12 hours. And they have the 12 hours to try to do that, but every day is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's ridonkulous, I tell you.
Yes. Or they could lower that number to make it more practical. But I'd rather see the robbing option added.
Well, the thing about it, you make it lower. The problem is that the experience you get as a result of doing it has to be somewhat comparable to the amount of stamina that's burned. I mean, so from Zynga's standpoint, they figured out the math to say, look, we're willing to give up, you know, 600, 900 on bronze level, 4,000, whatever it's going to be per person based on their level, and then, you know, whatever, 6,000 to 8,000, depending on their level for the gold. And, you know, they figured out what they're willing to give away experience-wise based on the stamina being expended. Well, then you need to be comparable in saying, well, okay, not only can you get that many ices based on that much stamina burned, but you can also now do robbing for the same amount of stamina burned, and you get in the same type of experience.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it's really coming down to, is you just have to have something that's going to be comparable in their eyes to say that, you know, it's the same thing.
Uh-huh. So maybe like clear 10 robbing boards.
Yeah, and that may get you the you know, an ice, or maybe it's, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever they call it, that obviously have to call it some kind of combination.
A credit.
Yeah, credit. But, yeah.
But I think the majority of the people that do have problems getting ices, it's not their stamina. It's just finding them.
No, I know that, but I'm saying that you have, from their perspective, you do have to understand that they do the math to say, we're willing to relinquish these experience points based on what we expect a player to have to burn in stamina. Because if they, you know, otherwise, why not just give... It was the problem with energy packs and mini energy packs.
Uh-huh.
The argument was that people were getting too many free, you know, experience because as a result of getting that many mini packs. So that's one of the big reasons why they pulled it. It wasn't working out mathematically for them.
They pulled that?
No.
Yeah, right.
Not for you, for everyone but you.
For everyone but you.
Oh.
So
God, my game is way behind.
But, you know, I argued wholeheartedly that they should keep it and then just figure out, you know, a different way. And I'm still a fan of that. Mini packs should be a combination of a mini pack for either stamina or energy.
Mm-hmm.
You get so many in a day and you pick and choose what you want to use.
And that's even what we said way back in the first pack.
Yeah.
And they've been given that suggestion for years now, so I don't know why they never really.
You know, because I hardly ever burn a full energy pack other than to waste 90% of it because I'll level within the 5,000, you know, experience.
So but then, now you can wait for an experience bandit.
Well, if I'm waiting for that.
If you're lucky.
But, you know, it seems. And I know it's, for me, it seems like a waste of energy, you know, to use one of those energy packs and then have, you know, most of it not used at all. But I understand, you know, the flip side of that coin. They want to be able to say that, you know, what you're expending is worth it to them too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want my damn mini packs back is what I'm saying. Right, hang on, let me go back in my Zen mode to relax. Yeah,
exactly. Deep breaths.
Deep breaths.
Exhale.
So. Anyway, but though, that's it for us over at Spockholm for now, I suppose.
Jens, you got anything else?
We covered so much on the last show, and it looks like they've given us a break. Nothing new's been added, but it is only Sunday. They don't do much on the weekends. I would not be surprised if the new limited time mission comes out late tonight. So right. It might be out by the time the show airs. I really would like to see them, you know, give us a week and do that like maybe Wednesday or Thursday. But something tells me we're going to see it tonight.
Yeah.
Based on the pattern that they follow. And so that'll just be like all the others, but we have so much things to spend our energy on right now. And sometimes those limited time missions require you to expend a lot of your energy and time and frustration.
It's true.
And
although the last one was pretty fast.
Yeah, the last one wasn't too bad. But you're a guy that has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
There were some parts that were difficult.
My wife would beg to differ.
But. Ouch. We don't want to go there.
Well, I wasn't going there.
Yeah, where I don't have a whole lot of energy. So when I do my blog posts, I am, because I want to get them out really fast. Mm-hmm. I usually buy the parts that make you farm for things and use your energy because it's cheaper than doing the energy refills.
Right.
And that is one thing about I can say about that, that what they charge you to buy those off, the ones that cost a lot of energy, aren't much. Although now if they listen to this, they might say, what? And charge more.
Mm-hmm. Not good. Take it back.
Oh, yeah, there's... Oh, go ahead.
No, what?
Oh, I was just going to say for Jenna's benefit, since she didn't remember and she wasn't here, but there's all that new war stuff.
Yeah, and speaking of that, yeah, we got three new tiers of declare war loot. And then there's a nice bug. I posted about that bug on April 3rd. And no one really noticed it because, you know, the old war loot had been out so much. Uh-huh. And there was only one item two that could really help your scores. Well, now that we're into this higher stat loot, a lot of people are posting about this glitch. We call it the never-ending war glitch. So what happens is someone will declare a war, everyone will help, and then either one of the helpers will attack and it won't register the attack. And it happens mainly with the headshot, but from what I hear, it's not exclusive to the headshot. So this war is going to last for 8 hours. So whoever goes in and attempts to attack these targets, they're going to get a loot item registered for the war. Not necessarily them. It's only going to go to the helpers, and that's it. So say the headshot gets attacked 500 times. When the war ends, all the helpers in that war are going to get 500 of those items. Yeah. And people that know what they're doing know how to manipulate it to make sure they're friends and get the loot and that the maximum amount of loot can be got.
That's not me.
Yeah, most people see it and think it's a bug and complain about it. And I'm like, that's nothing to complain about. But what it does is most of that declare war loot has better stats than the VIP loot. So it's really putting, you know,
the VIPs are upset, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, why pay? The only benefit after really analyzing the VIP membership is that loot. So if you can go ahead and get it free in the game, then I can't justify it. And the other problem is I'm sure they'll fix it, but what are they going to do about the people that already got max? We saw them attempt a rollback a couple weeks ago, and they got it wrong, and it caused more problems, so then they reversed the rollback. I forgot what we were calling that.
It was my official name.
Yeah. So basically, I think they're saying it's easier to just let the people keep the loot than it is to try to take it back.
Which basically says then they're rewarding the people that indeed cheated.
Right.
Not cool.
So
which created an unfair playing advantage, which is the usual
party line stance.
Yeah.
Right, and we're used to that. And then some people are like, oh, don't be a hater. Be happy for the people that got it. And, you know, I'm not hating or demanding things get fixed, but it's just not fair to those who spend money. And I tend to favor the players that spend money because that means the game is still here for us and they're still developing it.
Right.
If people stop spending money, then we would see a Vampire Wars situation or a MySpace where here's your game, go ahead and play it, but we're not doing anything new. So I think it's good that people spend money, but I think it needs to be fair. They need to actually get an advantage for spending their money.
I agree completely. I wouldn't waste my money on it without it being worthwhile. So
right.
That's what I was worried about with it all along. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's not saying that people that don't spend money aren't as good as those that do, but you know, we have to make the people that do spend money happy so that they don't stop.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. So what else is up?
Really, that nothing new's been added. One thing we found is that a lot of people got an email from Zynga Inc. about a feature called Fast Load. And it's just a little button on some of the bobblehead games. Of course, Mafia Wars never gets included in their new feature stuff, but we don't really have a game that needs to load a lot of images. But if you see that, it doesn't really apply to our game. There were some questions about it.
I see.
Hmm.
Nothing exciting, sorry.
Mafia Wars 2 games, that kind of...
Yeah, like their Farmville and their Cityville, where, you know, players that are like us that have been playing for years, they have a lot of stuff. And all that stuff is animated, it moves around, it's flash. So when you start one of those games, if you've been playing for a long time, they can take a long time to load.
I don't have the patience to play anything else, so...
Oh, I know. We don't have the time either.
Time. Well, we've tried when we've had to. I did the beta test thing. I tried.
Yeah. And no, we did try Mafia Wars too.
I did try.
And we can't really talk about anything until Zynga posts something, but we did have another conference call with the pack. And one thing that just made me laugh, I can say this because it's not secretive, is Pete went on to explain things. And his voice kept getting a little higher, talking a little faster. And at the end, he's like, "You're killing us." and they were like, "Whoa, like, are you serious?" And yeah, we were like, "Yeah." But it just made me realize, like, something clicked. Is like, I don't think they realize what this game means to so many people and how we're going to make ourselves try to do all that they want us to do.
I think they're truly surprised at the passion.
Yeah. So I just kind of got a kick out of that.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. We'll call it passion.
Passion. Obsession, passion. I don't know. We could come up with lots of names.
But there's now a group of people that work at Zynga that know that Pistol Pete takes the stuff seriously.
You're messing around. You got Pete on your side.
Yes, and they did say they were going to post something about it. So once they do, then we can talk about, you know, future plans and things like that. But for now, we have to stay quiet.
Yes.
Unless we can talk about little things like Pistol Pete's tirade.
Pete being crazy. He's crazy Pete.
I have my moments.
He did put on this crazy Pete voice.
You did. You were awesome, though. You did good.
Yeah, I think what you said was effective, and I think it made them realize that, you know, adding something to the game that means extra work on top of everything else we have to do may not seem like a big deal to them, but to us, it's like, really? Now we're going to have to do that, too?
Mm-hmm.
And this game, it's like becoming no longer possible for a casual player to do. And I would like to see people stick with the game and not quit.
I agree with that.
And then speaking of people quitting, Pete, wasn't there something you were going to say about one of your scripts?
Uh-oh. Oh.
Was I?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, the remove Facebook friends.
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything about it.
Oh, okay.
Jen was going to make you say something.
You were
going to
make
it.
Me say something about it. There's a script that's tied, that's usually used in conjunction with the Mafia manager to basically clean up people on your Facebook side that are no longer playing Mafia Wars. Well, apparently, thanks to Facebook and its lovely timeline, that functionality is no longer working. So I've got to do some digging to figure out why.
Beautiful.
So we will do that.
More work for the Spocks.
That is a handy tool to have available to you to get rid of those people that are no longer playing and you're not really life friends with, then, you know, although you have to be life friends with everybody in order to be compliant with the Facebook
otherwise,
TOS.
Exactly. Sure. Otherwise, people have to plan an event that's like my mafia removal party. Are you coming or are you going?
If you're
going to
remain in my family,
that.
Then...
I know. Do you see that a lot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's funny that they go through all that trouble because most people...
It's a lot of trouble.
And most people aren't going to respond to it, so right. It doesn't really help you.
Where well, the, I'm just never sure if they want me to decline if I'm leaving. Like, I just feel like there's just so many questions, and I just don't know.
I was thinking about being there, but then I kind of decided I didn't want to be there.
I wasn't sure what to bring. I had nothing to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And that's how Facebook should do the groups. I really get annoyed when I'm force added to a group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I don't want to join a group, I shouldn't have to unjoin it. I should only be able to join it.
You go after it looking. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and some people do that just to get big numbers. Like, oh, let's invite thousands of people and it will look like we're popular. And it's like,
I've known people like this.
Yeah. It's like, you know, who cares what your numbers are? Just make your group useful and do good work and people are going to join on their own.
In theory.
Yeah. But it's just really annoying. You're out and you get, like, you see you have 50 emails and then you see they're all somebody ice somebody.
Out of control.
Mm-hmm. Or some group you have no interest in.
Which is why it's going to take me until next weekend to catch up on these notifications. So.
Oh, God.
Sorry, anybody. Mm-hmm. Well, anything else? Y'all got shout-outs? Pete, you got a shout-out?
I do have an actual different shout-out tonight, but I'm going to have to find it, so I'll let Jennifer go.
Oh, I was going to look for mine.
Oh, well, you can look for yours while I'm looking for mine. Go ahead.
My shout-out is to Lenny Corbelet. I hope I said that right. But I've been working on this post about the war glitch I just told you about. And she made a video of it, and it's kind of what her commentary just made me laugh. And I think she meant to turn it off, but at the very end, she calls Zynga jerks. And, you know, she's not upset about getting all this loot. She's more afraid of getting rolled back, because we've seen when they attempt a rollback, you end up losing things that you shouldn't. But I got a kick out of her video. It's going to be on my blog soon. I don't know if anyone else will laugh as hard as I did. But thank you for that, Lenny.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Mig because I've been such a slacker. So, sorry.
You're one of those.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm here sometimes. Pete, did you think of someone?
Yes, I have my double shout out. I'll give my shout out to the Spocks, Martin and Ike, and then Brandon for the help he does with a lot of the stuff we do there. And then my other shout out is to Tara Laurent, and hopefully I pronounced her last name right. There was a lot of controversy that came up this week about someone was spreading some rumors that apparently Spocks do not like to have anybody help us troubleshoot our scripts, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. And it actually led to quite a bit of turmoil, and she's a lady that helps out in the community, helps with lots of different scripts. She was told by one of the other scripters that they didn't want help, which is fine, and that's their prerogative. But in our case, we don't care. If you're willing to help in the community and it makes the game better for everyone else, we're all for it. So anyway, my shout out is to her.
Nice. Well, have a great week.
All right.
That's a wrap.
So wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter @informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want to cross, get them crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride. Ride. I want to ride. Ride. Oh, yeah.